Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Donna Marie Doherty, and this is the main evening news, sport and obituary notices at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, there are fresh calls to upgrade the A5 to proceed after the latest fatal accident, which claimed three lives yesterday. The number of people homeless in Ireland has reached a new record high. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has confirmed that three additional EU entry ports for Northern Ireland registered fishing vessels are being opened in Donegal. And over 300 women a year contact the Donegal Domestic Violence Services, and that figure has not fallen since the pandemic. These stories in full plus more. Chris Ashmore will be live at 5:15 for the latest in sport. First in news, Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Sandra Duffy, will attend a vigil in Strabane this evening in memory of those who died and in solidarity of the survivors of an accident on the A5 yesterday. Meanwhile, a special mass will be held at St Mary's Church in Auchnacloy. The local community has been shocked by the tragedy. James Gould reports from Auchnacloy.
The hearts of everyone in the village are breaking as they struggle to come to terms with what happened yesterday. Dan McCain, his sister Christine, and their aunt Julia McSorley died when the minivan they were travelling in collided with a lorry on the A5 Tullyvar Road. They were returning from a funeral in England when it happened. Father Cathal Devaney told me earlier that the community is grieving together.
At times you think, there go I, but for the grace of God. You know, that could have been me. It could have been my family. It could have been someone else. And there's people here who are directly affected by it as well. So it is, the rural community does have a wonderful strength to it and a wonderful generosity.
DUP MLA Deborah Erskine says she's praying for the victims' families.
We're deeply saddened by it, and our thoughts and certainly our prayers were with that particular family. But it's unimaginable, the tragedy and the sense of shock and grief that that one family has been plunged into.
The crash has renewed calls for new safety measures to be brought in on the road that has claimed the lives of too many.
The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has confirmed that three additional EU entry ports for Northern Irish registered fishing vessels are being opened in Donegal. Currently, a limited service is available for such boats in Greencastle. However, Minister Charlie McConnellogue has announced that Northern Irish fishers will now be able to land at Bunagee, Glengad and Malin, with operating hours also extended. Minister McConnellogue says the opening of the new Sea Fisheries Protection Authority office in Greencastle allows for the expansion of the service.
Up until now, in post-Brexit, I moved to make sure that Greencastle was able to provide a service 5 days a week from 2 until 8. But now that we have a full-time office up and running here, I'm extending those hours to a six-day-a-week service, significantly expanding the hours during the week when it's available for us as well, and also extending those same hours as well now to three new fishing ports here in North and East Shone, Bunagee, Glengad and Malinahead. Having established this new office here enables that to happen. So looking forward to that, making life a lot easier and opening up additional opportunities for Northern Irish registered boats to be able to land fish here into those piers and harbours.
And that relationship is very important to maintain now, because we know after Brexit it was a bit turbulent, but it's important now that moves are being made.
Listen, Brexit was a really, really difficult challenge for fisheries. You know, just you go a couple of miles away from where we're standing right here now in Greencastle and you're into British waters, and they're now non-European waters. And that's created a lot of difficulties, you know, and the Northern Irish Registered Vessel, for example, was just one of those. But so I've worked closely with the sector to ensure that they're supported. Just last week, for example, announced a new inshore fishery scheme, which is providing up to €4,700 to each inshore fisher and small boat, which is really important in relation to their income. That's the second one of those that I've done. But also working with the whitefish fleet here, Foyle Co-op is massively important to the fishing industry in Greencastle. They do massive work. I've worked with the fishing industry, worked with the co-ops as well to support them, and we'll continue to do that. And part of that is opening this new office. It's the first time in many, many years there's been a new SFPA office anywhere, and it's absolutely appropriate that it's in Greencastle.
The executive chair of the SFPA today stressed that the authority wants to work with fishers and processors. Asked about the dispute in Kellybegs last year, Pascal Hayes says it was resolved through discussion and agreement, and he wants that to be the template in Greencastle as well.
We're operating on a new control plan since the 1st of January this year. The pelagic season has gone quite well, and the sector have played their part in cooperating with that control plan. The alternatives, as we saw at the start of last year, are rather bleak, and forcing somebody to weigh every fish on landing is really not an option that we want to go back to. So it is really important that control plan is working properly and that the food business operators are able to get on with their business. That control plan applies to whitefish as well, and obviously Greencastle is more geared towards whitefish. And it does have some benefits for the whitefish sector and the inshore sector also.
The number of people homeless in Ireland has reached a new record high. The latest figures published by the Department of Housing for March show 11,998 people are homeless across the country. Donal Kavanagh has more.
15 families accessed emergency accommodation in the northwest during the last week of March, with a total of 40 dependent children. 111 adults accessed emergency accommodation in the region between March 20th and 26th, 53 of them in Donegal Leitrim and 58 in Sligo. Year on year, there's been a 22% increase in the numbers presenting as homeless, while there's been a 32% rise in the numbers of families presenting as homeless. 1,639 families accessed emergency accommodation during that period nationally, 8,526 adults and 3,472 children.
Over 300 women a year contact the Donegal Domestic Violence Services, and that figure has not fallen since the pandemic. Today is Go Purple Day, raising awareness about domestic abuse and the local domestic abuse support services available to those affected. On today's 9 till noon show, Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh said 41% of Irish women know someone in their circle who has suffered domestic violence, whether physically or mentally, or through coercive, financial or other forms of control. She says that requires a response.
Here in Donegal, over 300 women have experienced domestic violence, and that is just the reports of women who are coming forward. Sadly, we know from even EU research and with Women's Aid that number is more than likely on the low side, and we need to get serious about this. We've talked multiple times before about mental health and the lack of inequalities or social discourse, and unfortunately women or young children are always the most impacted by that. But when you look from our entire history, from survivors and victims in Magdalen Laundries to where we are now, sadly, there is a huge deficit, and this is simply not good enough in 2023 to have 41% of Irish women know someone within their circle, immediate circle, who've experienced domestic violence.
There has been a slowdown in the rate at which prices are rising. The CSO estimates prices rose by 6.3% in the 12 months to April. That's down from a rate of 7% in the previous month. Between March and April this year, energy prices fell by 1.3%. However, food prices went up by 1.5%. The Donegal-based road safety organisation Park is urging the Road Safety Authority to address delays in having driving disqualifications in Great Britain and Northern Ireland recognised in the Republic. There is mutual recognition of driving bans between the two jurisdictions, meaning that imposition of a ban on one side of the border will lead to the imposition of a ban by the courts on the other side. However, Park says the process must be improved. Figures released to Park recently showed so far this year there have been 40 cases before the courts. Of those, 5 have been affirmed, 24 have proceedings still underway, and in 8 cases the disqualification expired before the proceedings ended. Park founder Susan Gray says this raises serious questions.
The RSA is drip-feeding information. We need to know how long some of these cases are ongoing. They say in their reply that some of them have been referred to RSA prior to 2023, and we know there's an expiry date on these disqualifications. Only 5 out of the 40 have been affirmed so far. These are drivers that will be disqualified for serious offences like drink driving or driving while disqualified or dangerous driving.
When a driver is disqualified in the UK or Northern Ireland and that disqualification is then recognised through the court system in the Republic, does that disqualification then last 2 years in the Republic, or does it last until it expires in the UK and Northern Ireland?
As far as we know, don't know if it lasts until they expire in the UK.
Does the RSA need to apply more urgency to this issue? It seems perhaps there's a delay in getting these cases into the system here that needs to be tackled.
Yeah, well, they need to be transparent on everything to do with these cases. How do they deal with these cases? Is there a priority?
Members of the Fórsa trade union participating on community employment schemes have accepted a resolution to their long-running dispute over pay. The deal also covers Fórsa members working in the TUS initiative, the Rural Social Scheme and the Job Initiative Scheme, and provides for a 5% pay improvement in two phases this year, in addition to a new mechanism for engagement on future pay determination. Niall Shanahan of Fórsa says that's very important.
Right across Donegal, there's a lot of great schemes doing absolutely really valuable work in their communities. Not alone have they backed a new pay deal, which will be worth 5% in 2023. The proposals issued by the Workplace Relations Commission last month also provide for a new mechanism on future pay determination.
There were 1,037 marriages registered in Donegal last year. That's a 54% increase on the 668 marriages registered in 2021. Just over half of those marriages took place in Roman Catholic churches, while almost a quarter were civil ceremonies. Sean O'Regan has more.
Of the 1,037 marriages registered in Donegal last year, 603 took place in Roman Catholic ceremonies. That's 58% of the total. 232 of them, or 22%, were formalised at civil ceremonies. 31 were Church of Ireland ceremonies, 25 were Presbyterian ceremonies, and 42 marriages were conducted by other religious denominations. The impact of COVID-19 over the previous 2 years is borne out by the figures, which show there were 300 weddings in Donegal in 2020 and 668 in 2021. A full breakdown of the past 3 years' figures is available on our website.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll be back with the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore after this short break. The time is approaching 5:15. We're going over to Chris with the latest in sport.
Yes, we begin with soccer and in the FAI Schools Junior Girls National Cup semi-final for under 17 teams in large schools. There was a disappointment for Carndonagh Community School, who were beaten 4-0 by Presentation College Wexford in RD this afternoon, having trailed 3-0 at the break. Nevertheless, an achievement to get that far in the competition. Well, Finn Harps are in action this evening when they host Longford Town at Finn Park after back-to-back wins over Treaty United and Wexford Utes. Dave Rogers' side are looking for a third win in a row. And on Bank Holiday Monday, they're at home again against Athlone Town. So momentum is building at Harps, and Rogers is happy with where they are at. He's also been impressed by the standard of football in the First Division this season.
I've seen it over the years, obviously. Seen the First Division when it didn't have a really good reputation, obviously facilities-wise and quality-wise. But I'm pleasantly surprised with how much quality there is in this division this year. Every team is capable of beating anybody on its day. There's real good structure within the teams. There's a lot of good, you know, quick, you know, talented, energetic players. And again, there's a lot of young lads, you know, backed up by the odd one or two experienced players who might have dropped down from the Premier Division to give it that added quality and extra sort of energy. But no, absolutely, it's a real tough league. It's a league that's thriving, I think, this season. And again, it's a league that if you're not on your toes and you're not prepared, then you can come and stuck. And it's mine and Murph's job to make sure that our players, when we approach every game, that we're ready and prepared to face the challenge head on.
And Dermot Doherty will have updates on the game from Finn Park on Highland Radio. The kick-off is 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in the First Division, runaway leaders Galway United are at home to Cove Ramblers. Second-placed Waterford travel to Bray. Athlone face Wexford and Treaty meet Kerry FC. In the SSE Airtricity Premier Division, leaders Bohemians are away to UCD and second plays fourth at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, with Derry City up against St Patrick's Athletic in what is the big game of the evening. Here's City defender Ronan Boyce.
They're a big team in Ireland as well, so we know it's going to be a tough game, and now we're all looking forward to it. They have a lot of individual ability players, like, so we know ourselves, we're not at it, they can turn us over, so we just need to get our heads right and put on a good performance in front of our home fans. Like.
And in the other top flight games, Shamrock Rovers meet with Sligo Rovers. There's a Louth derby at Oriel Park, where Dundalk host Drogheda United and Shelburne welcome Cork City to Tolka Park. In the Ulster Senior League, the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds in Buncrana is the venue on Sunday for the big game there, Cockhill Celtic against Bonaghy United. A draw or a win for Bonaghy United would see them crowned as champions. Cockhill Celtic still have two further games to play, so a lot at stake. And in the Donegal Junior League, the Old Orchard Inn Division 2 title will be decided tomorrow with St Catharines and Fintown Harps battling it out at the top, and Kilmacrenan also still in the mix. An exciting conclusion to the season. In the Ulster Junior Cup final, McGinn Park is the venue tomorrow. Alia taking on Buncrana Hearts. And in the Interleague Cup semi-final at Eamon DC Park in Galway, this is at under 13 level, the Galway League will take on the Donegal Underage League in that game at 2:30. The winners will play the winners of the Mayo Cork game in the national final. Moving on to Gaelic games, and the Comórtas Pella na Gaeltachta county finals will take place this weekend at the Banks, hosted by the Naomh Mura Luar Rosses Club. This competition will be a rehearsal for the All-Irelands, which the club will also host over the June bank holiday. The action begins tonight with the ladies under 16 final at 8:30 between Holders Kilcar and Termon, and there's also an under 15 boys final featuring Dunloe and Gwydor. The senior and junior men's semi-finals are on Saturday and the men's and ladies' finals on Sunday. Well, Naomh Mura chairman John Colum Gillespie has been explaining the background to why there'll be no games on Sunday.
That came about, I suppose, from with Donegal playing down last week, and if we had a beat down last week, Donegal would have been back out on Sunday, you know, against Armagh. So we kind of took the decision then that we would split it, go the Saturday and the Monday for that, you know. Yeah.
So some exciting action down at the Banks over the weekend. In the Electric Ireland Ulster Minor Football Championship, at Donegal hosts Derry at McCool Park in Balbuffet tomorrow. A 12 noon throw-in for that one. And the Donegal ladies are also in action at minor level as they take on Derry in the second game at the venue, which follows with a 2:00 start. Elsewhere, there's Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final action tomorrow, with Derry facing Monaghan at Oma at 5:00, while on Sunday, Armagh meet down in Clonus. And in the Nicky Rackard Cup, the Donegal Hurlers travel to play Roscommon on Sunday, with wins already over Fermanagh and Wicklow. Mickey McCann's side will be hoping to stay on track to qualify for the final. In their two group games to date, Roscommon lost to Armagh and beat Louth. Well, the Donegal senior ladies start their Ulster Championship campaign on Sunday against Cavan. A win at Breffni Park would more or less give them a place in the provincial final and would also give them a favourable group in the All-Ireland series. The league ended in disappointment with relegation to Division 2, but manager Maxi Curran is hoping for better things, and at least during the league they got to look at a lot of players.
But we managed to get a lot of players in the field during the league and get a lot of football for a lot of younger girls. And I think that's down to them, you know, come championship. And you know, championship is always your focus. Like, nobody wants to get relegated. And but look, it is what it is. And, you know, as I often say, once everybody gives everything they have, there's nothing more to give. And that's what they did in the league. So, you know, you take a bit of honour from that as well. And it's a fatal stand to us coming into the Cavan game on Sunday.
Well, staying with Gaelic games, referees across Kilkenny have withdrawn their services for this weekend. They want to draw attention to the incidents of abuse which their members have endured recently. Kilkenny GAA say players, mentors and supporters must acknowledge the importance of match officials going forward. And three Donegal students, Kieran Moore of St Eunan's and Niall Quinn and Rachel Foy of Robert Emmett's, have been awarded an annual student bursary award from Ulster GAA at an event that was held in St Mary's University College in Belfast. In motorsport, the Killarney International Rally of the Lakes takes centre stage this weekend, with round 4 of the Irish Tarmac Championship taking place, and the action there on Saturday and Sunday, 16 stages in total. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out of Leinster's Heineken Champions Cup semi-final with Toulouse. The centre will miss the game due to a thigh injury, but Josh van der Flyer has recovered from an ankle injury and will earn his 50th cap. In snooker, Mark Allen and Mark Selby are level at 6 frames each in their World Championship semi-final. Later this evening, Si Jihui will resume with an 11-5 lead over Luca Brissell. The first of 17 frames will make the weekend's final. And in cricket, Ireland's cricketers suffered another innings defeat in their second test with Sri Lanka after they were bowled out in their second innings for just 202. In golf, Leona Maguire faces a battle to make the cut at the LPGA Tour's LA Championship. Cavan native is 3 over par ahead of her second round later with Stephanie Meadow on 1 under. And staying with golf, Letterkenny Golf Club will have an open day on Sunday, and that's from 3 to 5 o'clock, and geared for families and also anybody interested in taking up the sport. All welcome at that. In tennis, line judges on the men's ATP Tour are to become a thing of the past from 2025. The Tour has announced that a system called Electronic Line Calling Live is to be implemented for all matches. And in racing, the Paddy Power Champion Hurdle is the feature race of the day on day 4 of the Punchestown Festival. That's due off in just a couple of minutes' time with the Willie Mullins trained State Man an odds-on favourite. Locally, the Carndonagh races take place on Sunday from 1 o'clock and it's a 9-race card. This is the first meeting of the new Northwest horse and pony racing season. And finally, in greyhound racing, there's action tonight at Lifford Stadium with an 8-race card starting at 7:45 p.m. And on Sunday, there are 2 finals on what is now a 10-race card that gets underway at 6 o'clock. And that, Donna Marie, is your Friday evening sport.
Thank you, Chris. Agusinesh and Nuked, Lickholm Ferreter.
Shamer Mahas of Colum Ferreter and Shell in the Prevskelty. Krenny Oskion the Kid the Dalta Skulla o Fod Fadna Chira in ye doors or fa ya la lalin the shart in ye shaw. Confrastala ard esh the nog fee fees a tree. Vi chakti dala agus shanadori e lahar con more keshtana socialta agus nashunta a flay. And Kid viella a krenya hi grupa idjernashunta the nu aliha oga the kela in ye door don a kid kogalera. MIT Nualiha fui trahas a cuig. Be an chonel shin shul ingi door a jira caid la agus a darna la jeg de mi baltanya agus na Nualiha oga ag torch leargas a remshi an a wulshi dig ober agus ag chaspunch na bali an a wul a cuj ubra a cuj le fios a cur ar an seal frij usaj na technoliakta. Ta leri ha spesia a lorig o irat ha shuri orunaha con balriacht a glacu sa chaste laganyam naha, chaste arna capu egin ara tarasaracta coltar agus namain. Trefse tri bliana at hei gasht, glacart le leri hispeise gudji jaluin an cuigo la jeg de mi baltanya. Celyra her an eile skrad na baltanya an jari shard in ysha ag cha solish anada ta rebse amakti bartiha don eile idir siúlóidí ithe airneil agus seisiún ceol sta imeachtaí cultúrtha eile fásta. Tuilleadh ag suíomh te solas anada. Agus tá féile géile uair a bhaile go dtí leite ceannan, ceiliúrtha an focal beo a deirú seachtain de seo thugainn le imeachtaí cultúrtha agus litreatha an nágrú ag áfaig plana le teanga líonra leite ceannan. A mask e canchori atá le frastal ar an éile na scríbhnóirí Maya Denny Wren, Ethna Ní Gallagher agus Garajín Bratna, gáholas ag síomh línra leite cenan. Sin mahod se ilig slán agus bannacht.
And now looking to the weather forecast. A mix of cloud and bright or sunny spells this evening with isolated showers and light westerly breezes. Cloudy tonight with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Patches of mist and fog will develop overnight. Lows of 9 to 7 degrees in light variable breezes. To conclude this evening's headlines, there are fresh calls for the upgrade of the A5 to proceed after the latest fatal accident which claimed 3 lives yesterday. The number of people homeless in Ireland has reached a new record high. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has confirmed that 3 additional EU entry ports for Northern Irish registered fishing vessels are being opened in Donegal. And over 300 women a year contact the Donegal Domestic Violence Services, and that figure has not fallen since the pandemic. That's all for now. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock with the news headlines. Until then, good evening.
the obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 28th of April. The death has occurred of Siobhan Murray, 4 Schliefschnacht Road, Letterkenny, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 3 to 5 tomorrow afternoon, concluding with removal to St Union's Cathedral for reception prayers at 5:30. Reposing overnight for funeral mass at 12 noon on Sunday, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in the family plot in New Leck Cemetery. Inquiries to Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Robert McGee, Tops, Domain, Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Rafoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital and Rafoe Orange Lodge 1921, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Michael Murphy, San Francisco, and formerly of 10 Marion Park, Buncrana. His remains will repose at his daughter Siobhan residence at 11 Ballinacadaga, Rocky Town, Buncrana, on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Removal from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death took place in February 2021 of Maisie Scott, Romford, Essex, England, and formerly of Ballyhearn, Kilmacrennan. A service of thanksgiving for her life will take place at Kilmacrennan Presbyterian Church on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by interment of ashes in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of Martha Deeney, name McCloskey, late of 35, Ballyrory, Cloddy, County Derry, reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for 12:30 Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigban, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.